Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God is still in the miracle working business. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Judith, and I am so glad you joined me today. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that the Lord will bless you. We are heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And before we go into what the Lord would have me share for this week, I would like to just ask the Lord's strength and blessing and intervention in your life. I sense there are many that are in a time of spiritual battle, and you are hungry for a reality of the Lord in your life. Some of you've walked with the Lord for many years. You've been faithful in terms of church membership, but you feel dissatisfied. You feel something missing, something lacking, and you want to see God's power in your life. You want to see your prayers answered. You want to see your loved ones come to the Lord. And those that have once walked with the Lord and have backslidden or out in the world, you want to see them reclaimed and brought back into a fellowship with the Lord. And you want to be blessed. You want to be blessed financially. You want to be able to do more for the Lord in terms of your finances. You want to see needs met. And there's just, I feel the hunger of God's people just crying out, Lord, manifest yourself. Let us see your miracles as your people did of old. And God wants to answer that prayer. You know, the scriptures tell us, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And it talks about being effectual. We have to pray according to his will. There are guidelines on how we should be praying effectively. But it's the fervent prayer. And sometimes it takes desperation. It takes getting up, you know, between a rock and a hard place, having our backs up against the wall, that we will cry out to God with fervency, with earnestness, with an absolute wholeness of heart. You read the Psalms, and the way those are expressed, the way David wrote some of those Psalms when he was in a time of crisis, he's calling out to the Lord, and he was honest. He said he felt forsaken of the Lord. And God doesn't have a problem with us expressing how we really feel. But again, always we can see, as examples are said in the Psalms, there was a turn, there was a declaration of where the psalmist was, but I will remember the days of the right hand of the Lord, remembering the days of his favor, remembering the times of answered prayer. And as we look back to the testimonies in our own life, when we've been in a time of crisis, we've seen how God has undertaken. He will do the same today. But many of us are wanting a greater reality of God. I know that's my heart's cry, to see God's people empowered as never before. And so let's pray. Father, I thank you for that divine hunger you're putting in the hearts of your people, a desire to draw close to you. Lord, your word says if we will draw nigh to you, you will draw nigh to us. You always reward the earnest seeker. In the Psalms, the psalmist said, Lord, I will seek your face. When you said, seek you my face. And the response was, Lord, I will seek your face. And Lord, your people are crying out to you. And Lord, we just ask now that you will minister to the personal needs of those who are listening, those who are in tremendous spiritual warfare. I rebuke the works of darkness against them. I declare they shall not prevail. Lord, you have provided everything we need. You've given us the weapons of our warfare. And so, Father, I release the miracle working power and intervention of Almighty God in their lives. Lord, that they shall experience that anointing which sets them free from every bondage that the enemy would try to put upon them. I thank you, Lord, for kindling the fervor, the intensity of that flame, of that first love that we have for you. And Lord, that you will walk with us in a way we've never known before. We will sense your presence. And Lord, that you will just impart to those that are listening right now a faith and assurance that you've heard their prayers and you are moving even now, even though the circumstances have not changed one iota. God, you are moving behind the scenes, and the answer will come in the mighty, powerful name which is above every name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, beloved, I would like to begin, and Father, we also ask for your anointing on the word, that you will open up our hearts to receive revelation from the word of God. We will see application to our own lives. And Lord, we will thank you that you have given us the whole counsel of God, that we will not err, but we will walk in your statutes, in your commandments, in the fear of the Lord, and we shall be blessed as we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the subject I would like to share with you as we get into it today and for the next several days is on holiness. Now, depending on your background, depending on perhaps where you are, your walk in the Lord, how long you've known him, your understanding of Scripture, that might be a very intimidating subject. But I hope as we go into the Word of God, you'll find that it is the natural state that a child of God should live in. And we're going to see it's not an impossible challenge or demand that God is placing on us, but he has given richly to us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And beloved, let me remind you, he who began that good work in you, he's faithful to complete it. So we want to go into the Word of God, and we're going to be going into the Old Testament. And you know, there are a lot of Christians today, they don't bother to read the Old Testament. But beloved, we have to take the whole counsel of God and understand that Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law, but to fulfill it. And we really can't understand the New Testament unless we are familiar with and have at least a basic understanding of the Old Testament, and vice versa. You won't understand the New Testament unless you really understand what the Old Testament is saying. And that's why the whole Word of God is important, not that just we focus on, as some do, just on the epistles, the message, quote, to the church. The whole counsel of God is important. And so in order to understand this topic on holiness, we have to go into the Old Testament, and we're going to go to the book of Leviticus. Now, let's be honest. I think all of us, there are some of us that choose to read the Bible through in a year. And in fact, one of the things I have done every year for UCM Partners, I have mailed to them a Bible reading calendar, which some are just, they just look forward to in tremendous ways, including inmates. We got on a prisoner resource list, and so there's a ministry that is ongoing to inmates, even though I'm not technically a prisoner resource ministry. And in fact, if you don't have a Bible calendar, we have just very, very few left, but if you would like to request one, I'll be happy to put it in the mail to you free of charge. We don't charge for that. It's a blessing and a privilege that we're able to supply our partners with every year before the end of the year comes. So if you don't have one, please feel free to ask, and our announcer will give the contact information. I would need your mailing address. All right, so regarding the scripture that we're going to be looking at is found in Leviticus, the 11th chapter, 46 to 47. And I don't know about you, but sometimes the passages in the Old Testament are a little challenging because they're talking about all kinds of sacrifices, sacrificial offerings, which we don't make today because they all foreshadow Jesus. But to read through that, it's somewhat intimidating, it's awkward, it might even, to be honest, seems boring because we don't see it apply to our life today. Well, I'm hoping just in this brief time we have together that you maybe see application out of the Word of God. And so the purpose of this chapter, the entire 11th chapter of Leviticus, is expressed in Leviticus 11, verses 46 through 47. And this might sound strange, but it says, "This is the law of the beasts and of the fowl and of every living creature that moveth in the waters and of every creature that creepeth upon the earth, to make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten." Now, we understand from the New Testament that God gave the law to his people Israel. They were really commissioned to share the message of the reality of God and his statutes, his commandments, but because of their own unfaithfulness and disobedience, God scattered them among the nations. They followed other gods. He was very specific. Choose this day whom you will serve. If you will serve the Lord, there would be blessings and abundance and fullness and victory over enemies. If you didn't, you were cursed with a curse. And he outlines all that. I believe it's in Deuteronomy. The curses and the blessings. And there wasn't grace then. You either obeyed the law, and of course, nobody could do that perfectly. That's why these sacrifices, trespass offerings, those sorts of things were given. So with that great day of atonement, the high priest would enter once a year, make the sacrificial offering, and that would carry them through for the year. Well, you might say, well, what does that have to do with us today? Well, there's symbolism, there's meaning in what God was saying that we can apply to our own lives today. Well, I am just beginning to lay a foundation, and I pray that you'll be able to be with me tomorrow at the same time. And if any time you miss a broadcast or want to rehear, I invite you to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast. They are archived there for your convenience to listen anytime. Praise God. So with that, as I always do, I invite those who are in need. You may not have a partner in prayer. You may not even have a church home, because this broadcast goes to areas where they're rural areas. So I invite you to write. And if the Holy Spirit is moving on your heart, then I ask you to be obedient, because he has a reason for doing it. There's, for those on the mailing list, my monthly letters are strictly to encourage. I'm not into fundraising. God knows the need, and I trust him to supply it, which he's done for over 50 years. I love you. Thank you for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.